Boker Tov.
Excited to learn some halacha today. Simen Daled Seif Tet. Mayim shel netilat yadayim shacharit. Asur lehenot behem. Once you've washed your hands, you're not allowed to get benefit from that water. V'lo yishbechem b'bayit. And don't pour the water into the house. V'lo b'makom shovrim sham b'nei adam. And not into a place which people will pass over. Why not? What's the problem? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that this water can be dangerous. Why? Because of the Ruach Ra, the bad spirit which was on your hands, which we're trying to wipe off. That's why we have to wash three times. And which got stuck, apparently, on wherever you washed onto. And therefore, don't wash in the house and don't wash in front of people. A few practical ramifications of this. So what should you do ideally? Into a sink. But what happens if you have vessels in your sink? You didn't do your dishes yet. So both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Arbach and other modern postings say it's okay. Don't worry about it, since you're going to wash off your vessels anyway soon. You don't have to wash off three times. Just make sure you wash your vessels and it's okay. What if you did wash mayim acharonim? So then just dry it in the house. Not just mayim acharonim, any water, dry it, and then it's not a problem. If you washed outside on the dirt, so as long as the water is no longer moist, the Eshel Avram writes that it's okay. If there's a lot of water there, so then the Ben Ish Chai writes, pour a lot of water and it kind of like gets rid of the evil spirit. The Mishnah Berurah points out also we won't use this water to feed animals because it also could be damaging. And this halacha also would apply to mayim achronim. So we wouldn't wash mayim achronim from a vessel into another vessel or into the sink. Although poskim do allow you to pass mayim achronim onto the floor. Mayim achronim can be only washed a little bit. You could pass it onto the floor and then just dry it off table under the table. It's important. This is a very important topic. Do we still have Ruach Ra'ah, or the evil spirit, nowadays? So, obviously, it seems from a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah that we do, and we still do need to be concerned about this from all the halachas that we've learned, which are involved in Ruach Ra'ah. Yet, it has to be noted, as pointed out by the Pnine Halacha and many others, that some poskim were not so convinced that we still have Ruach Ra'ah. Tosos in Yuma 77b writes that he's not sure if we still have Ruach Ra'ah in the Ashkenazi lands. The Lecha Mishnah also writes that he's not sure if the Rambam believed that we still have Ruach Ra'ah today. And the Maharshal also questions whether we still have evil spirit today. And therefore, in certain situations, there were those who were lenient. For example, the Gra, interestingly enough, writes that nowadays, because of Graf Patatsky, who is this amazing convert to the Jewish people who died al Kiddush Hashem, because of his act of Mesiras Nefesh, the Ruach Ra'ah in the world has been weakened. And others explain that in the olden days, people lived in a much more spiritual world with mysticism and prophecy. And now we live in a less spiritual world, and therefore also the negative forces are much less strong. And therefore those who go with the Vilna Gaon are often less strict about the not walking four amos before you wash your hands. Because again, that was all because of the Ruach Hara'ah concern, and we no longer need be so concerned about that today. It's less strong, not totally gotten rid of, but less strong according to this tradition of the Vilna Gaon. Nonetheless, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch, and as all the modern poskim that I'm aware of, not all, but virtually all, the vast
consensus is not like this Maharsha, like this Tosos, like this Rambam, that we still are concerned about Ruach Ra'ah in any time that the halacha has been paskened by the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, then that is what the reality that we must be concerned about. That's why, for example, the Mishnah Berurah writes about how we should try to wash our hands within four amos. And this actually is very interesting. It came up over Shabbos. I left my wine open overnight. And so the question was, do I have to get rid of the wine? Because the Gemara mentions how there were snakes which could have dropped their venom into the drinks, and therefore we don't drink drinks which have been left open overnight. But many, like Tosos and others, point out, but we don't have snakes nowadays for the most part. But again, maybe there's an impure spirit that entered into the drink, is what some Kabbalists, and I believe even the Vilna Gaon in this case, says it's better to be strict. So then I was also doing research on this question of, well, maybe we don't have Ruach Ra'ah anymore. And so again, there definitely is reason to be lenient in that situation, to drink the wine or the milk, but there are also many poskim who say that we should be strict because of this fear of negative energy. And nowadays we know certainly that there's things like bacteria and viruses and things that we don't see and we don't really know. So to summarize, as much as on a philosophical level, it's very, very interesting, this concept of Ruach Ra, and it does mashpia upon halacha to a certain extent. Still, for the most part, we do assume there is Ruach Ra'ah, and that's why we wash our hands three times, and we will still be strict, for the most part, of not pouring water into in your house that you've washed with, or in a place where people are going to walk over. We are still concerned about this, but since there is that kashash, and maybe we don't have Ruach Ra'ah in certain situations, you can be lenient, and certainly one need not drive your friends or family crazy if they're not as super strict, because, you know, there is this other perspective. Okay, hope that was interesting and enlightening. If you have any questions, please email me at keithflax@gmail.com or join the WhatsApp group for more daily halachas. Have a great day.